This is Vision Destiny 2020, the annual series of teaching I do, which reviews some of the things which were key in 2019. I share my journals, some of the things God said, some of the things God did with me, my encounters in 2019, so that we can look forward to what that brings in the following year. What does 2020 bring? What season are we in from a heavenly perspective? What has God said? What does God want us to do? Where does God want us to go? It's important that we know the heart of God if we're going to outwork and only do what the Father's heart is and only do what we see the Father doing in that relationship. Again, I would say, please don't believe anything I'm saying just because I say it. I'm sharing the things that happened to me and the things God said, but I encourage you to resonate with anything in your spirit. If you object to anything strongly, take that back to God. Ask him to give you direct revelation. I'm giving you information for my revelation. For it to become your revelation, you need to engage it for yourself. And it's so important that you learn to do that. Engage God for yourself. This is the key. We don't have to go through a mediator. We don't have to go through a covering. We don't have to go through a book. We have direct access to the Father through the Son and the Spirit of truth, the living Word of God, opening up the revelation and the experience of engaging the Father as sons of God and coming into the maturity of our sonship. We need to know the truth by experience. That truth is a person. That truth is an unveiling of the heart of the Father. So some of the major themes during 2019 were the restoration of all things, the oracles of the Father's heart, love's light, happy eschatology, looking forward to things being restored, the Joshua generation arising in sonship, rest. And God spoke to me over and over again about these issues in different ways to bring and reveal his heart to me so I could participate in this. So some of the things that God said, son, it is time to focus on going beyond in all areas. So no matter where you are, God wants you to go beyond that into more. There is always more. There is always deeper. There is always higher. There is always further because God is infinite and he wants to bring you into a further revelation of himself and who you are. Legislate for the time to fulfill all that needs to be done in all situations in rest. Now, there's a lot of change going on here. A lot of change been going on in my own life. And staying in that place of rest is not just doing nothing, but legislating, ruling, taking authority from rest, living in the eye of the storm, not being affected by the things that are going on, but not ignoring them either, and ruling, subduing, overcoming in that and bringing the kingdom of God into every situation. But doing it from rest, because that's the place. Rest, rest, rest. Live in my love, joy and peace. Live loved, love living, and live loving. Apply this to every area of your being and flow from the abundance of energy of life that is available in me. And again, everything comes from the source, which is the river of life, the spirit of life, the living waters of life that comes from the throne of God himself. That is what we draw on, not the do-it-yourself tree path where we take the fruit of our own understanding and try and apply that. I'm an inexhaustible supply. Live and move and have your being in me. Intimacy of relationship. Son, if you take the I out of live and replace it with O representing our being, you have love, which is the essence of our very nature. So let's stop doing the I and let's start engaging the O. Let's engage in our relationship within Father, Son, and Spirit, included in him as sons of God. You cannot live loved in the old covenant. That is why it was fulfilled in Jesus and passed away and is now obsolete. So many of my children are living under its law and rules rather than living under grace. The new covenant of grace now in force empowers you to respond to my unconditional love and be sons who can express unconditional love and truly represent me as the light of the world. Love's light is reflecting the amazing nature, character, essence of God, who is love. If it's not love, it's not God. If it's not unconditional love, it's certainly not God. If my children live in unconditional love, they will shine with love's light and the world will be able to know me. We are his light in this world. We are his children. We are his body. We are here to reflect the light, to reveal the light in people so people can come into that light and come into the relationship as children of God and become fully fledged mature sons. We have to shine with love's light. Therefore, everything we do needs to be motivated by love. Love expressed in reality, not theory, in real, real loving relationship. Son, obedience and obligation is by desire and joyful opportunity. Empowered by grace, which is my divine enabling power, that is what it is to live loved in the new covenant. See, if we think that being obedient will please God and make him love us, and if we think it's an obligation that we have to be obedient, then we're living under the law. We need to live by desire and joy, not being driven. We need to live in the new covenant of grace and not in the old covenant of law. And so often our mindsets can be old covenant in their thinking without even knowing it. We think we're living in the new covenant, but actually we're living in duty and obligation, not in the wonderful, loving relationship, which is free. It's not bought, it's not earned. It is free, it is unconditional, and it is who God is. It is free from living a law and law-based performance-driven, guilt-driven life to embrace the true freedom of sonship. You cannot live in the freedom of sonship and therefore bring creation into that freedom if you're living under obligation and duty to the law and performance-driven, guilt-driven, condemnation-driven life. If anything in your life is driven from fear and is fear-based in any way, it is old covenant. It is not coming from new covenant grace, which there is no fear. Perfect love casts out fear. Therefore, do a checkup. Are there any things in your life, in your relationship with God, in your life, that is fear-based? If so, surrender that fear to the loving Father and let him love you to cast out that fear, to bring you into this amazing relationship of grace where we live free from being driven, free from performance-based, trying to earn, whether it be from God or people. Let's make sure that our identity comes from our relationship with God and we're not doing something to create our own identity. Live in the rest of living in love, joy and peace. In me, having ceased from striving to attain identity from the DIY source, the do-it-yourself source, and resting in being who I created you to be. Let's learn to rest in who he says we are. Rest from the DIY path and let me reveal your true identity in restored face-to-face intimate relationship. Innocence. See, God sees us as innocent. Do you feel innocent? Probably not, because you're looking at what you know about yourself and your behaviors and your thinking and your struggles. But God isn't looking at that. God is looking at you through the lens of love, through the lens of the cross, through the lens that Jesus has made you the righteousness of God in him. You are righteous from his perspective. Start seeing yourself the way he sees you, and you will live according to how you see yourself. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. How do you think about yourself, about God, about life in your heart? Not what you know in your head, but what you've experienced in your heart. What is the overflow of your life that comes from your heart? Because that's how we will live. We may know the truth in our minds, but knowing the truth in our hearts is what will be life-changing and life-transforming. Son, you don't have to be obedient to earn my love and favor. I always have your best interest at heart. The need to be obedient comes from an old covenant perspective that does not have me dwelling within to inspire through intimate love. When you choose freely to fulfill your destiny that was agreed within my heart, you will be fulfilled, contented, and joyful. We agreed in spirit to fulfill our destiny, and our destiny is always good. There's nothing bad or negative in our destiny. Life may have dealt us various things to divert us from our destiny, but God, within his heart, has nothing bad for us to engage in. So our destiny is good. It's a good God, a good destiny out of that relationship. There is no carrot and stick approach with me. Just a revealing of my heart to create desire, not external laws to create obedience through obligation and fear. And it's so important that we learn to cultivate desire that aligns with God's heart so that we want to do what his heart is, not that we're driven by fear to do it. Love is always my way, and my love truly experienced will cause a positive response that surrenders and abandons itself to love's best. That is my good and perfect will. Philippians 2:13, for it is God who is at work in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. You know what his good pleasure is? To bless you, to empower you, so you would succeed and prosper to the highest possible level in everything which is in aligned to his heart and will, which is his destiny agreed with us. In the Mirror Bible it says this: discover God himself as your inexhaustible inner source. He ignites you with both the desire and energy that matches his own delight. This is all about the relationship that comes from him being the source. So an intimate heart-to-heart relationship ignites passion and desire from within. There is no need for external systems of control to motivate when love produces the response. Let's be transformed from old covenant thinking. Love is the essence of grace and mercy, which always triumph over the fear of judgment to motivate and empower. Son, seek me first, and I will reveal my heart to you, and knowing my heart will enable you to see what I'm doing and what your part is in that kingdom picture. We just need to rest in him. Knowing me will enable you to know you, and your heart's desires will be aligned to mine. Heart to heart, intimacy creates desire motivated by love. That desire will inspire passion in the knowledge that my will has, does, and always will be a demonstration of my love. God is never going to do anything that does not demonstrate his love, that is in contradiction to him being love. Son, I desire relationship with my sons, not servants, and certainly not slaves. So rules, laws, and fatalistic obedience are not my design, but they are the religious construct of the DIY, do-it-yourself tree path. Relationship requires love, mutual honor and respect for cooperation. This is the way the kingdom functions. The new covenant age is the age of open access to my heart. This will inspire desires that are from the response to my love. There is but one mediator who is the one door through which the sheep of every fold can enter. He has been the eternal sacrifice. His blood is always on the foundation stone of creation. Our love has made a way for all our children to return to the circle of the dance from which they were birthed. Our love has never been closed or framed by laws, but has always made it possible for redemption and reconciliation and restoration. Son, I am is determined to see all religious, cultural, racial, social restrictions removed and every obstacle demolished and every barrier and hindrance torn down by the power of love to overcome and restore, to bring good into the lives of all my children. God loves us so much. I've experienced and encountered that over and over again. I am absolutely 100% convinced of the love of God, and therefore I can trust God implicitly, totally, without any issue of doubt or unbelief, because I know love, and I know I've felt love, I've experienced love, and I've seen how God loves all his children, and that empowers me as it can empower you. Love is the only power that can triumph over all things, to restore all things and bring all things back to my original intent and purpose, which is face-to-face innocence in relationship. The word with in Greek is pros, and it means face to face. It's not just I'm with God, I am face to face with him. I am heart to heart with him. I am mind to mind with him. I am in him. He's in me. You can't get anything more intimate than that. Let's not be restricted by the old covenant mindsets, which will keep us from that intimacy. When I speak, I don't make demands, threats, or ultimatums. I communicate my loving desires to inspire the creative, willing participation of my children in the greatest adventures of restoration. Son, I told you that pruning was necessary, but as usual, there was more to my meaning than you could imagine or think. Now, last year, 2018, God spoke to me about pruning, that we were going to go through a process of pruning. I was going to go through a process of pruning. As organizations here, we were going to go through a process of pruning. I just thought that that would be removing some of the things we did or redefining them. Actually, it was also pruning of people who shouldn't be here. The foundation has to be in all and through all to enable things to stabilize and the relationships needed to be formed. So as a foundation here, we went through this process of reestablishing, and we're in that process now. Son, what I'm doing with you, I will need to do in all and through all to free my children from the old covenant thinking that they have been living according to. Now, no one is going to live under the old covenant by choice. It'd be very strange if you wanted to live under law rather than grace. Now, obviously, some cults and others live under that legalistic approach. But when we come into a relationship with the Father and we become in knowledge that we are his children, then we should want to live under grace. But sometimes we just don't know what old covenant thinking is there, because that's the way we've always thought. We need that deconstruction. We need those cognitively dissonant encounters to challenge our thinking, to show us that we were living under the old covenant. So when God started to speak to me about the law and, you know, wanting to please him, and I didn't realize that that was old covenant thinking. I just thought, well, of course it will be good to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind, all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Surely that's a good thing. Of course it's a good thing, but not if it's a duty and obligation that you have to do. But if it's a response that he has loved you and you want to love him and love everyone as you love yourself, that's a totally different dynamic. The words are the same, but the motive is different. We need to be motivated by the grace and love and mercy of God, not fear, obligation, and duty to external laws and rules. The new covenant of grace must be free from the infiltration of the leaven of the religious and the political spirit. Remember, Jesus warned his disciples about the leaven of Herod and the Pharisees. And ever since, that leaven has sought to infiltrate the true nature of who we are as children of God and the church, which has become a religious institution. Jesus never established a religion. He established an opportunity for relationship. It's become a religion based on rules, and that religion has come through the religious and the political spirit. Constantine, in the 4th century AD, made Christianity the Roman religion and then adopted all of their old things and mixed it all in, and then controlled the agenda of what people could believe and what they could preach by controlling what were accepted as scriptures. He went through this. He introduced the political spirit. That then joined with the religious spirit, and then you get the Catholic Church, which emerged from that with political and religious spirit for the next 800 years, controlling the world. And even through Christendom, forcing people to become Christian. Well, you can't force anyone to become a Christian. They are already accepted by God, but coming into the revelation of that can't be by force or by the sword. It has to be through loving encounter. The religious and political spirit has polluted and perverted what we now have as a religious institution of Christianity, which so many people are rejecting because they don't want what that represents. This angry, harsh God who needs appeasing by our sacrifice, or else he's going to punish us eternally. That isn't the God that I know and the God I've met, but it was the system I was brought up with in the evangelical system, and I believed it. Only through encountering God Himself, Father, Son, and Spirit, face to face, in reality, has my thinking been deconstructed, my mind deconstructed, and my thinking renewed, and expanding my consciousness and my reality to see the truth of who God really is. Do not allow the religious and political spirit to restrict, hinder, and limit you to the old systems. Do not come under hierarchical, mediatorial, covering systems that are in place right now. Ensure wherever you are, wherever you're in relationship, there is an open heaven and free access to engage God without going through a mediator, whether it be the mediator of the Bible, the mediator of a pastor or a prophet or an apostle or a rabbi or any of the other terms that people use. We have direct access through God. He is our covering. We can engage Him. Don't be restricted by the leaven of the religious and political spirit. What does it seek to do? To limit and restrict the authority of my children to that of servants and slaves who are trapped in a system that is obsolete and faded away. The new covenant is in place, and yet the systems influenced by the religious and political spirit are operating old covenant systems. It's no wonder that we are not fulfilling the kingdom of God mandate and the glory of God mandate to cover the earth and fill the earth, because we have these systems and institutions that have been set up and they operate in the religious and political spirit. My children are hidden from the world. They are destined to shine brightly as light under a cover of religious veils. It's like, in reality, we're hidden because we're under those veils, and God wants us to be free. We're destined to shine, but we cannot do it under those veils. We must be out from under the veils of religion and free to arise and shine. I have called for a rising and shining of love's light, but there has been a retreating back to the bondage of the DIY religion. See, when you step out into something new, it can often be difficult or challenging because you're so challenging the comfort zones that you've been used to, and people go back to them. God calls people out of their institution, but they can't cope on their own, so they go back into it. Don't put yourself under the bondage of DIY religion, whatever religion it is, including Christianity. Make sure that you live in relationship. Don't retreat back. Even those that crossed over into the promised land, went 2.5 tribes, went back and lived on the wrong side of the Jordan, not living in God's promise, but living in their own DIY version. Let's make sure we don't do that. Don't be tempted to go back to the old. The light of truth that reveals me as love has been turned into a mere shadow that has limited or twisted the truth. Son, the wisdom that comes from above will bring love, joy, and peace. All other human wisdom will lead to strife and enmity. And there's a lot of strife and enmity going around right now because people are trusting in human wisdom and the coverings of their rabbis and the old system rather than hearing God for themselves. You see, you can have a rabbi, you can have an apostle, you can have someone who brings amazing revelation. But is it your revelation? Are they encouraging you to engage it for themselves? Or are they looking for you to keep coming to them because they have the knowledge? Knowledge is power. And those who do not release freely what God is giving them are hiding that knowledge for the sake of keeping their powerful positions. Be careful for those who don't tell you the truth or won't share the truth with you. My heavenly and eternal wisdom is available to all my children if they will pursue seeking first my kingdom in relationship. True wisdom is released from heart to heart, face to face intimacy. Seeking for help without relationship will only perpetuate old ways of obligation and duty. There is no joy, peace in religion, and love can never be unconditional if it's associated with obedience or sacrifice. Being a willing, living sacrifice is very different than having to sacrifice things because you think you are obliged or obligated to do it. My love is designed to motivate and inspire my children to desire as a response by freely receiving to freely give. Son, trust is the key in everything and through everything, because trust is relational. In the situations that you face, you need to trust me because you know my heart. You can legislate for the reality that best reflects my love. Love is the goal of all that you are doing, because true love demonstrated is revealing me. My desire for all my children is that they know me and are restored to full mature sonship. Son, passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion, overwhelming love are the oracles that motivate all my dealings with my children and the whole of creation. I call my sons to be oracles to creation, to be an oracle, to carry the weight of the word of the heart of God. We need that intimacy, heart to heart. As you have heart to heart encounters with me, these oracles will become the principles of your life, and the restoration of all things will be your passion and burning desire. Son, you felt the intensity of my love in encounters, but there are more to come if you stay close to my heart. You have only experienced my love from the perspective of your emotions and your mind to the level that your unexpanded consciousness could cope with. There is so much more in our relationship with God that will take us deeper and deeper and deeper. Deep calls to deep. So deep within God is calling deep within us to come. We need our mind expanded if we're going to cope with what we're going to find there, because it is going to be overwhelming and awesome. There are deeper emotions and higher thoughts that love will inspire if you trust me and allow me to motivate your reactions and decisions. Son, rest with me. Rest in I am, as all the wisdom you need is available. Consider the heavenly, not just the earthly perspective before you any decisions are made. Sometimes we make decisions based on what we see here. Make sure you look from a heavenly perspective before you make decisions here. Don't make a decision of where to live, what to do, without having a heavenly perspective for that and aligning your destiny with what you're doing. Sometimes you can be anywhere and it makes no difference where you are, but sometimes you need to be in the place that God wants you to be. Don't make decisions based on finances, on job security, on churches that are going to look after your children, or any of those issues. Make sure that you make a decision based on your heavenly destiny, not just earthly expediency. Jacob took his family out of Bethel, out of an open heaven, out from the influence of the blessing of the angelic realm, and led them into disaster out of expediency because he was a herdsman and Bethel was hill country. Don't make decisions which are based purely on human perspectives. The wisdom you need comes from above, and that may be at odds with natural wisdom. Son, trust me, and I will release all that you need to fulfill all that I am calling you to do. Seek me for the wisdom that will unveil what I am calling you to do. The blueprint that you have requires heavenly governmental authority to be in operation for it to be fulfilled. Heavenly government needs a reflection on earth, which is the foundation that provides the stability for everything that the blueprint authorizes and mandates. Son, your trust was not justified, for as much as you sought to be open and honest, that was not reciprocated, and there was deception and self-interest in operation. Now, I went through a process where I trusted people, I was open and honest completely, but actually, that wasn't reciprocated and there was deception, but you have to deal with that. You know, I put my trust in people and I want to be trusting of people, but I also want to make sure that I'm putting my trust in God first and not looking to people. I'm removing those flaws and replacing them with a new relational foundation that will truly reflect I am, which is awesome. Son, fruitfulness is not far away from pruning when the seasons change. Call for the change of seasons. I call for the winds of change to blow powerfully to bring an end to the old season and the beginning of the new. So I'm going to make these declarations, and I want these declarations to go forth, and I'm calling for these declarations to go forth, and I'm just going to release these declarations out into the spiritual atmosphere. I call for the winds of change to blow. for the winds are changed to blow powerfully to bring an end of the old season and the beginning of the new. I call for a coming out of justice into grace. I call for grace. I call for the pruning of the old disease wood from the blueprint. I call for new healthy growth to come forth. I call for heaven's fertilizer to be poured out and the conditions for growth to come forth. I call for a new clarity of purpose to come forth. I call for the removal of that which was infected to create fresh, vigorous growth. I call for the alignment of the circle of the deep, for the precepts, statutes, and laws of God to open the ordinances of heaven to come forth. Now, I'm calling these things both for your personal lives and also for the things that you're part of or you're going to establish. So I want to just release that call. The call for change, the call for transformation, the call for you to come out of the religious restrictions of the old covenant thinking. I call you to be free from the political and religious spirit. I call you from free from mediation, from following the edicts of men in the old Moses order system of the wilderness. And I call you to come out fully, to cross over into the promised land, to embrace the reality of love, joy, and peace. Love, joy, and peace, to enter rest. I call for the children of God to enter rest. Enter the rest of love, joy, and peace. Live loved, love living, and live loving. Now embrace the reality of freedom. God wants you to be free. He doesn't want you to be under the control of people or under the control of a system or the political or religious spirit. Make sure you don't bring yourself back under that which God wants to set you free from. Not everything that portrays itself as new is functioning as new. Be careful of hierarchical structures dressed up with terminology that does not reflect the reality of foundational government leadership that will be supportive and empowering and not controlling and not covering you. Be careful not to put yourself back under the bondage of that. Now, I went to Ireland early last year, and this is what God said to me before I went. Son, Ireland is steeped in the traditions of men controlled by the religious spirit, so be careful how much you share and about what. Now, I'm always free to share everything, and sometimes I may not be as wise in sharing it. So I wanted to ask God, what was I supposed to share? So whenever I go anywhere, whenever I go to a place, I want a heads up. I want to know, what am I mandated to do? What am I mandated to share? Sometimes I share things that stimulate people to ask questions, and sometimes people ask questions that stimulate me to answer. But I want to be careful only to do that which I've mandated to do. Your visit is an introduction to sonship and the heavenly realms. Inspire, encourage, intimacy, and responsibility. That's really my passion. Your mandate is to encourage, not challenge unnecessarily. But you have to reveal my true nature as love to free them from the angry God. See, religion brings the angry God. Love will reveal the true God. You can reveal my oracles and focus on my passion and burning desire for my children and creation. It is not time for spiritual warfare or the courts and justice, but grace and mercy. Legislate for the release of my love at a new and unprecedented level to create face-to-face relationship. I am love. I am light. I am spirit. I am a consuming fire. Introduce people to I am, and I will do the rest. And this is really what I'm seeking to do all the time. Help you engage God for yourself. I call for love bombs and lightning bolts of heaven to penetrate the veils of religious darkness over those who will attend the conference And all my conferences, you know, I make these sort of declarations to prepare the place for God to come and engage. I call for the power of love to reveal the truth of the true essence of I am. I call for love encounters at a new level of intimacy to resonate within their hearts and minds. I release the sound of freedom and jubilee into the atmosphere around the conference. Son, the tide is turning and the blessing will begin to flow when all the obstacles are removed. The hindrances to blessing have used the political spirit to control and manipulate within the foundations. You must remove the legal rights from within and from without and deal with Destiny Robber. Now again, Destiny Robber is a dragon, if you want to call it that, a being which has been assigned to block our mandate to free people into their destiny. Now, eventually, I will share how I dealt with it. What has been exposed must be cleared away for new foundations to be laid and for new growth to begin. When we began to look at new foundations, all of the things that were hidden underneath the old foundations all came to the surface. That was a difficult time and they all need to be dealt with. Look at that for your own life. Look at that for every situation you're in. Every group who are looking to establish something new, the old will come to the surface to challenge the new. I told you there would be need to be pruning, and that was needed to be a hard cutting back because the disease was spreading. The removal of the disease material temporarily weakens things, but new strength will rise from the joy of the freedom that will come. The destabilizing effect will be short-lived, and new vigorous growth will begin as winter is over and the springtime is coming. Son, don't take your eyes off things. Keep focused so you can be more discerning. Stability and peace must be restored to refocus and come back to the heart of my original intention for freedom. Announce a jubilee, the end of the old and the beginning of the new, through the returning of what has been lost, stolen, or forgotten. I call for jubilee. I release the sound of freedom. I call for the end of the old and the beginning of a new season. I call for the removal of the political spirit from our midst. I call for the dawning of a new day. I call for restoration and restitution. I call for the cancellation of the debts of the old order. I call for the favor and blessing of God to be restored. Now, I'm calling these things for your situation. I'm not just calling it for ours. I am, as an ambassador for the Joshua generation, I want to see freedom come. So I call for the freedom angels to go forth and gather the harvest into the storehouse. Wherever you are, those four angels of transformation, winds of change, sound of many waters, refiner's fire, transformation, can help you in the process of establishing heaven on earth. I call for the resources of heaven to be made ready and the storehouse to be open for jubilee to manifest. I call for the manifestation of love to be joyously released and heaven's blessing to be poured out. I call for an open heaven and the opening of the everlasting doors. I call for the light of love and truth to shine brightly so we can arise and shine and demonstrate the true heart and love of God to our blueprint. Now, I want to encourage you to look at what's going on around your life, of what you're doing, what God is doing with you and in you, to see what does he want to do through you, and make sure that you legislate for the environment to be created for that to take place. See, when I begin to make those declarations, I am not expecting instant results. I am releasing a sound, a frequency into the atmosphere that continues to vibrate and resonate with that truth that begins to set things in motion. We often want instant miracle things. That is not how God works in the kingdom. Relationship is the key. That's process. And that takes time to outwork. So don't wait until you're in crisis to do something about the situation. Prepare in advance by decreeing, declaring, calling things forth so that things will be ready at the right time when you need them to be in place. So I'm expecting a harvest to come, but I know we have to go through a process for storehouses to be on earth as it is in heaven, for ecclesias to be established, embassies of heaven to be established, so that harvest is not going to rot, it's not going to be wasted, but it's going to come in fully to be matured. So we need to start now. Start preparing for those foundations, for those blueprints to come out of heaven. Let's start to get ready so that we can be ready when the harvest comes, that the storehouses are ready to receive that harvest, so that harvest is going to come in. So that's why I make the declarations now. I'm not expecting instant results. I'm expecting process. But wherefore we have to participate in the process if we're going to embrace what it is that God wants to do. Now, I had another encounter beyond, which for me was a description of going into another dimension. So I went through a portal. Remember, I met with three representatives of other dimensions who asked for my help. And I've been previously, I went to another dimension and helped. And this was another one of those occasions. So I went through the portal into the dimension that is deeply divided and functions by serfdom. All of these dimensions have some of the worst characteristics that have been displayed on Earth, and they've been taken to extreme. So here was a society that operated by serfdom. There is rural living for the masses, but extreme opulence and high technology for the few. There's the connection of the tower that I felt and sensed, but I couldn't see. I felt there was something here that was controlling people or dampening people or keeping people under, and I sensed it, but I couldn't see it at that point. I felt the worst of all divisive systems that are in place. The caste system, slavery, racism, serfdom, segregation, apartheid, all the worst that the DIY tree path has created are all mirrored here in that place. There is no religion here, but there is the worst of all political systems of control that maintains the power of the few over the many through the laws that oppress institutionally. The educational system is designed to segregate through the lack of knowledge, keeping classes divided. All creativity is suppressed. No one is allowed to think beyond the limit of their education, which is purely to function according to class. They all have bowed heads fixed on the ground and never looking up. That is the law and is punishable by death. This was such a severe place. I mean, I was horrified and felt so terrible about what I was seeing. No one of the lower classes was allowed to speak, as no language was taught or allowed. Work training was the only education allowed. The oppression of the many by the few, and even within the many, there are deep racial and cultural divides. Oppression clothes the air like a thick blanket, a heavy blanket of despair, choking out all hope. But the fact that I had been connected to, and that our sonship is evoking hope throughout the dimensions of creation, is something that we need to take seriously, and we need to be open to bring that hope. I found a small gathering of people. There were representatives from each of the groups, including the ambassador that I had met before. Sonship and love's light is breaking through. The different dimensions of creation poisoned by the DIY tree are now being infiltrated by the first glimpses of hope. The frequency of hope is coming through as the sons of God arise with restored identity and position. I began to speak, but not so much with words, but communication heart to heart. I shared oneness, integration, wholeness, peace. I began to radiate the multicolored, multifaceted, manifold nature of creation, affirming uniqueness and diversity as the expression of an infinite living God. The very connection between dimensions of the poison tree can be used for good if the sons of God arise and take their places within the tree of life. We have access to turn things around because we have the truth that will bring light into the darkness of deception. I saw the shackles begin to break and oppression's heavy weight lift. They all began to look up for the first time, to look to a new vista, a new horizon, and a new hope. The seeds have been sown. My job was done. Now hope will spread and the many will be united to throw off the shackles of the few. I'm sowing the seeds of revolution. They now saw each other for the first time and celebrated their diversity and began to form a common language of honor, respect, and love that will unite them heart to heart. Sonship is infiltrating creation with the sound, frequency, and light of Jubilee. The cry of freedom is beginning to resonate beyond to the dimensions groaning under the DIY tree oppressive systems. So again, you know, this was the second of, I had another encounter where I've been to those dimensions. I believe all of us has roles to play within the dimensions to bring hope. Therefore, we need to be living hope. We need to be operating as sons, operating in freedom, operating out of oppression, not in systems that oppress people, whether they be spiritual oppression, religious oppression, in any other oppression. God's desire is to take it beyond that. Son, don't allow disillusionment to cause you to leave your rest. I am your place of rest. Now, when things are difficult, when things go wrong, or things are not the way you thought they were going to be, particularly when it's relational with people, it can cause you to be disillusioned. Now, I wasn't going to allow that to affect me, but God was just reminding me. Don't allow people to disappoint you and then disillusion you from your purpose in life. Son, only within me can you live love, love living, and live loving, and be at rest. Son, don't become weary of doing good and so leave the rest that you're living in. All that is around you may seem to be anything but restful, but I am is still at work within all the chaos to still the storm. Peace be still. I am is calling all to enter my rest and have their souls restored by lying down in green pasture within the flow of the river of life. Son, be still, cease striving, be, and the rest of love, joy, and peace will restore you to sonship. Son, maintain honor and focus on what I have called you to do in equipping the Joshua generation, in the simplicity of a love relationship to live in rest. Son, stay in rest as a living sacrifice, and life in abundance will flow from your innermost being, and love's light will radiate. Son, I am love, and I love you. Stay within the circle of our love, and you will be at rest. And, you know, I encourage you to seek that rest, engage that rest, pursue that rest. Son, I am love, and I love you to stay within the circle of our love, and you will be. I love that invitation and relationship. It's an awesome place to rest and reside. Abide, dwell, live in that. Son, you have entered rest. You know what it is to be loved, and you know what it is to be responsible with my yoke ready and my burden light, easy and my burden light. And that's really important, that we are yoked to him. Do not take on responsibilities that are not yours to carry, and do not carry others' burdens, as that is my responsibility. Son, I know you're disappointed by those you respected, but don't let that cause you to leave rest that's within me. Sometimes you see and you think, oh my word, what's going on out there? Why are people so competitive, fragmented, critical? You know, why can't we just love each other? If we disagree, hey, let's just agree to disagree and love each other anyway. But seemingly that's not what's going on. So I had to make sure that I was not disappointed, and I still respected people for the revelation they have brought, rather than necessarily the fruit of the life they're living now. I have opened an opportunity to connect and gather others. Trust me, as there is a greater purpose that your presence will fulfill for those you have connected with and those who've connected with me. So I am open to coming and gathering with people. I'm not looking for large numbers of people necessarily. I want relational gatherings. I want to come and impart and encourage and help support what you're doing where you are, wherever you are in the world. I'm open. God has given me a mandate to connect, to gather people together in other places, to connect with them and hopefully to inspire and encourage each of you to find your place within that kingdom of God. Son, bless them with the simplicity of being at rest in love, joy, and peace. You know, I don't come with a complicated message. Message of love and rest is key. The oracles of the Father's heart and restoration. Son, legislate for rest into the mire of the political and religious spirit that you're now aware of, and bless those who are in opposition. Now, this, I was preparing to go to the US at this time, and I became aware, both through communication, but also in the spirit realm, that there was a lot of opposition and people were being pressured not to have me come, particularly because of the issue of the restoration of all things, but maybe for other things as well. I desire honor and relationship, so maintain respect even for those who are emotionally and so immature and competitive. I entered into rest, the place of rest, seated, ceasing from the works of the DIY tree of self. Now, I consciously chose to, before I went to the States, before I went, this was back in March, before I went, I consciously chose to come to a place of deeper rest to make sure I was not going to do things out of the do-it-yourself tree, or trying to prove myself, or trying to prove what I believe was right. I was not going to do that. And so I sat at rest, being blessed in love, joy, and peace, and then I started to decree. I decreed a season of rest for the end of striving to enter in. I decree the frequency of heaven's call for rest to go forth. I call forth rest into the political and religious spirit battleground of jealousy and envy. I call forth deeper rest to engage the hearts and minds of God's children. Now, you may be in a situation where there is jealousy and there's envy and there's this religious political spirit going on. Don't get caught up into it. Enter into rest, even in the midst of it. Do not be influenced by the religious and political spirit. Live from a place of rest, even if it appears to be total chaos. Remember, Jesus was asleep in the boat, having already stated the boat was going to the other side, when the disciples were totally in panic at the storm. And they were seasoned fishermen, so this must have been a severe storm. And yet Jesus was totally at rest and simply said, "Peace, be still." Allow him to bring peace when you are living in rest. I call for a higher state of rest for those still seeking earthly recognition. I call for a greater state of rest for those weary and burdened by the concerns of the world. I call for a state of fuller rest to envelop God's children in a spiritual covering of love, joy, and peace. I call for those in the wilderness to follow the sound of rest, calling them into the promised land. I call for the unveiling of rest at a new level and a new state of consciousness to be revealed and experienced. Let the sound of rest beginning to resonate in heaven and be released into the earth. I call for those to rest and enter restoration. Now, this place I was going to, it was in Florida and Orlando and in Carolina. So I began to call specifically. I call for rest and restoration, for blessing and comfort to come. And I'm calling for this now to you, wherever you are, whatever situation you're in, whatever difficulties there are, I'm calling for rest and restoration, for the blessing and comfort to come for those who are suffering from the religious political spirit. Some of you are suffering from that political spirit. Some of you are suffering from the religious spirit. I call for blessing and honor to those benches that have stood their ground in spite of pressure and manipulation and control. I call for love bombs to explode over those who felt hurt and disappointed by the religious system and who are operating in the political spirit. So I'm calling you to engage in rest. And I want to encourage you in that rest to experience the love, joy, and peace of God's presence, even if you're in the midst of a storm, even if you're in the midst of chaos, even if the political and religious spirit are raging around you. Do not succumb to the temptation to fight back in the same spirit. Ensure that you operate in the opposite spirit. Operate in love. Operate in humility. You don't need to fight your own battle. The battle belongs to the Lord. You don't have to defend yourself. You don't have to prove anything. Just be consistent in who you are, in your relationship with God, and do not be pressured by those who are trying to manipulate through power or knowledge, through the political system, through the religious system. Don't succumb to it. Enter rest. And I encourage you, seek that rest which can be found in his love, that his joy and his peace will bring you to that place. Allow his rest to just flow over you. Allow his rest to embrace you. The rest that comes through who he is. Enter that rest and be blessed to stand firm in all the difficulties that we face in life. He is the solution to every problem that we face. Stop trying to fix the problem yourself and trust him and cast all your cares and all your burdens onto him and let him care for you. And then only do what he shows you to do. And whatever you do, make sure your motive and your motivation is love. Stay in rest. Choose to forgive and release those who are treating you badly, those who are treating you wrongly, those who are libelous, those who are slandering, those who are saying things and writing things which are not the truth. Don't try and defend yourself. Just stay in the truth, in love, and allow God to deal with it. God will honor you when you stay in rest. Don't try and fight yourself in that situation. Rest in his provision, his protection, his direction. When he says you're this, it doesn't matter what anyone else says. When he is speaking the truth to you, it doesn't matter when anyone else calls you a heretic or calls you anything and tells them that you're deceiving them. Don't be concerned. Stay in that place of rest and enjoy the love, joy, and peace. Live loved, love living, and live loving.